joining us for our call. We have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, California Congressman Jim Costa, and California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross, who are all on the phone. And they're here to discuss the latest efforts by USDA to provide assistance for California producers that have been affected by prolonged drought on the West Coast. Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question of any of our panel members, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. We first will hear from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Good afternoon.
Thanks very much, Susan, and thanks for everyone who is joining on the call with a particular note of appreciation and thanks to Representative Costa taking time from his extraordinarily busy schedule to join us, and also welcoming Secretary Ross, who has very intimate knowledge of the workings of USDA, having worked here as my chief of staff. It's great to be on the phone with both of these individuals, and I can tell you that both of these individuals have been very vigilant and diligent about acquainting us with the concerns, the deep concerns that producers have in the state of California. Representative Costa has been a strong voice encouraging us to take a look at how we might be able to help folks through this drought situation, and Secretary Ross has really given us great detail about the depth of the situation that California producers face. Obviously, California agriculture is important to the USDA and to the country. It's the number one agricultural producer in the country. It provides an extraordinary diversity of crops that are being grown and raised in California, and a lot of fruit and vegetable production in particular is dependent upon California production. And in addition to the farm income that this state generates, it also helps to support hundreds of thousands of jobs throughout the United States. So it really is a serious matter when California agricultural production is faced with a challenge. And they are facing a dual challenge right now, a lack of workforce because of a failure to get immigration reform through the process, and a more acute concern today, which is a changing climate, which has provided for a more intense and longer period of severe drought, with precipitation at all-time lows in the state of California, impacting both agriculture and forestry. USDA wants to be of help and assistance to producers and to forest owners and to those who enjoy the great outdoors in California. That's why today we are announcing an opportunity from one of our mission areas, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, allocating and directing $20 million of assistance under the EQIP program. This $20 million will be directed to drought mitigation. It'll be focused on improving irrigation efficiency, providing producers resources to stabilize fallow ground that can't be farmed, and to assist with watering facilities and grazing distribution. We expect and anticipate that this is the first of a number of announcements that will be made throughout this week and in the future as a way of providing assistance. We expect on Thursday additional announcements coming out of our Forestry Service for assistance and help for the forests in California. And with the passage of the Farm Bill, which we hope occurs today in the Senate, disaster assistance will be restored for livestock producers, which will give us an additional tool that we today do not yet have to provide help and assistance to livestock producers who have been devastated by this drought. In addition, later this week, I'll be traveling to the northwestern part of the country to focus on ways in which we can expand research efforts to assist in implementing the President's Climate Action Plan. And all of this is, at the end of the day, designed to try to provide help and assistance specifically to California producers with the $20 million announcement that we're making today. This resource will be, as I say, targeted and focused on those who are most severely impacted by the drought, and we hope it provides some measure of help and assistance. We would not be able to do this, frankly, without the help and assistance of friends in Congress and producers in agriculture across the country, and in California in particular, have no greater advocate for them than Representative Costa. I'd like to give him an opportunity to make a few comments and then turn it over to Secretary Ross, who's dealing with this issue on a day-to-day basis. Representative Costa.
Thank you very much, Secretary Vilsack, for your leadership, your focus, and your attention to what is a growing disaster, not only in California, but throughout Western states. As we know, the facing change in the climate, as you noted, and changes in precipitation and snowpack, we in California are facing a disaster that has the potential to devastate our economy and force many of my constituents out of work. And while we're all praying for rain, we need all the help we can in getting, in responding to this crisis. Your announcement today of the $20 million in assistance, disaster assistance, is a good first step, and I like the fact that you said this is a first step. As a third-generation family farmer, I know all too well that even though my rain dance is well-practiced, I can't control the weather. And so between praying and dancing, that doesn't get the job done by itself. But as you noted, Mr. Secretary, California is the leading agriculture producer in the nation, producing over half the nation's fruits and vegetables, leading state in dairy and citrus production, and so many other wonderful good food products that are good for a healthy diet for all Americans at their dinner table. For a farmer, as we all know, as a third-generation farmer, every drop of water is precious. But in years like this, it can be the difference between keeping their employees on the payroll or forcing them to let them go, or the difference in keeping the dairy that their grandparents purchased when they came to this country, or forced to sell the cows. In my district, water issues have always had a human face. And as one said, in the West, water has always been contentious. As a matter of fact, whether or not it's accurate, Mark Twain supposedly once was quoted as saying that in the West, whiskey was made for drinking and water was made for fighting. And we have had those difficult challenges on water issues. But this initiative today, your announcement, Mr. Secretary, and this and the administration, will help our farmers, ranchers, and livestock producers, as well as dairy producers, mitigate the impacts of this severe historical drought. We have not had this dry of time period in all of California's recorded history since we've been keeping records going back to the 1860s. That's how bad it is, and it follows on two other consecutive dry years. We simply have 13% of our average snowpack, 13% of our average snowpack, and our reservoirs that usually have 55 to 65% carryover water today have an average of 20% carryover water. So more than ever, we will be working this year to maximize these very, very limited resources available. These funds that you are announcing today, Mr. Secretary, we thank you for. We thank the President. It will give us more tools to be able to try to mitigate this catastrophe. Secretary Karen Ross, who I've worked with for years, is doing a terrific job working with Governor Brown to provide the leadership to manage the events that we are dealing with before they supersede our ability to control them. As we are on the eve of finally sending the President a farm bill, which, Mr. Secretary, you and so many worked so hard on, it's important to note that without the farm bill, these types of actions would not be possible. Because of times like this, I have longed to support the EQIP program and other disaster assistance programs that offer a lifeline. And that's what we're really talking about right now, is a lifeline when disaster strikes. So once again, I'd like to thank Secretary Vilsack, President Obama, and the administration for this action. His call last Wednesday to Governor Brown about how we could work together better to deal with this roller coaster of a ride we're going to experience for the next 12 to 18 months is critical. When I shook the President's hand at the State of the Union, I said, Mr. President, I usually give him almonds because I grow almonds. I said, no water, no almonds. And he told me, we got a drought to work on together. Mr. Secretary, you're initiating that work. This is going to be a long road. There's no single solution. But I look forward to continuing to work with the administration and my partners in Congress to identify and act on measures that will help people in my home state as well as other western states. And Lord knows we need to avoid politicizing this issue. We need to provide real bipartisan solutions that will help people of California and western states. Thank you so very much.
Congressman, thanks very much. And I'd like to give Secretary Ross an opportunity to weigh in as well. She's dealing with this on a day-to-day basis in her state. Secretary?
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and to Congressman Costa. I want to be very brief and just start out by saying thank you so much on behalf of the state of California and our farmers and ranchers and those people who work in the fields and the pastures and the orchards of California. The conservation efforts that USDA sponsors through NRCS have proven over time, scientifically as well as pragmatically, to provide real solutions. And when it comes to conserving our water, and especially stopping soil erosion, which will become a problem with the hundreds of thousands of acres that we expect to be fallowed, these dollars coming at this time are very critical, and we appreciate it so much. I really want to commend you, Mr. Secretary, and the Obama administration for how immediately responsive you've been. I noted that these dollars will be available in a very short amount of time for the sign-up by March 3rd. And the fact that this is an opportunity, Congressman, for all of us to work together and to be unified in our responses. At the state level, Governor Brown is working with the legislature to make additional agricultural conservation resources available. We have a drought task team that's working across cabinet very effectively, because we cannot afford to let this be about farms or fish or one region or another. And we have also begun that process with our partners at the federal level. So I just want to say how much we appreciate it. We look forward to working with you. And I do want to add the importance of the Farm Bill to making any disaster assistance available and how important that is. So I'll leave it at that and look forward to working with you over the next few months on this very important and serious drought.
Secretary, thank you very much. Susan?